Hello, my beautiful soul. Welcome to the Soulful Coach Podcast with your host, Elise Margaret. I will be your host every week in this space alongside special guests sharing soulful and social tips you need to hear to help your business grow, or maybe start that side hustle or continue your brand and grow your business with passion and heart and in alignment. We will chat all things social media, brand strategy, growth, money, mindset, and making you get uncomfortable in the topics that you need to dive deeper into. And we'll be doing this in the space. So let's go. Welcome back to the Soulful Coach Podcast. And today we have a special guest, Jen Dice, joining us, who is a human design and marketing strategist. Welcome, Jen, to the podcast.
Hey, thank you, Elise. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks for joining. Can you tell our audience a little bit more about yourself and your story and how you got to where you are with your journey?
Yeah, so my journey, I actually, before I became an entrepreneur, I was a physical therapist for 13 years. And I, like many of us, through the shifts and the changes, I had always had on my heart to start a business and kind of get off of that path. But then through 2020, that's what really threw me into this trajectory to be home and be present with my kids. And so I went the route of starting along the VA path. I initially started a Pinterest marketing company, and I ran that for 2 years. And through that, got to the point of growing that to where I was kind of facing the fork in the road of, do you want to scale this thing into an agency and start hiring subcontractors, or do you want to go the route of coaching and consulting with this? And I ultimately felt that continuing to pursue the agency wasn't right or meant for me. So I shifted into more of the coaching role, but also through the process, human design became a part of my everyday when I was introduced to it through a coaching program I had been in at that time. And I'd slowly started to experiment more and more with it, and kind of blending that in is what helped me drive that decision to step into more of that coaching role, but not just Pinterest coaching, because that was the other thing I was facing. Like, do I really want to box myself into Pinterest marketing only and expanding into marketing strategy, but almost blending in that aspect of that human design piece? Because, you know, one of the things that I felt and that I noticed with other women in business were that we lean very, very heavily into the marketing strategies that are out there, the business strategies, the structures and all of that. And in some way, shape or form, we do lose a little bit of ourselves in the process. And you start to take on these marketing like strategies, content creation, how you show up, based on just what somebody else tells you you should be doing. And too many of us tend to just not really dive deeper into what really works for us. And that was the gap that I wanted to bridge between the marketing world and this world of really uncovering who you are at your core. So you have that permission and that freedom to step into who you're meant to be, how you're meant to serve, what you're meant to share and speak on, and really create more of that alignment in your business versus the burnout and the stress that, you know, can come from just not doing things that are in alignment with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's kind of how I like dove into human design. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so not in alignment with doing certain things or tasks. And you don't realize how much you're doing just to like keep up with the Joneses or the status quo, or like do what someone else is doing on social media. So that's cool to know. I would love to know your human design and maybe share more with the audience about what you've learned and your background in human design as well.
Yeah. So what I learned for myself, I am a generator. So I am a 2-5 is my profile, emotional generator. So I have learned that for myself, that especially when it comes to decision making, to really kind of get in touch with that emotional wave and that emotional center. One of the biggest things that I learned too is that I am more undefined and open up in my crown center, my ajna center. And so my mind is way open. So I'm always taking in and soaking in the ideas and the inspirations from the world around me. But that has also contributed to my own conditioning growing up and really leaning into the people pleasing and really trying to make decisions based on logic versus understanding how I'm designed to make decisions that are in alignment with me, and tying that into that emotional wave and really getting in tune with your emotions, if you have that authority, helps so much with the timing, and then being able to check in with that sacral center, that sacral authority, to really get a sense of this is right for me or this is not right for me. And using that as that point of like saying yes to things that are meant for you and saying no to things. And I have found along the way that when you really put things through that filter, whatever your authority is and however you're designed, like you tend to start saying no to way more things. Because so many of us just say, yes, we agree. We don't want to disappoint other people. And that was one of the biggest things that I had to learn. I still struggle with it too, where I want to be that helpful person. And so with that emotional authority, it's really about just giving yourself that permission to take a step back and to let yourself soak in like what the decision is you're looking at or what the commitment is you're looking at, and not being afraid to ask for that, like just to tell, like say, I need this time, I need this space, and not feeling guilty about creating that time and that space for you. And then in terms with like the profile itself, I've learned a lot about, for me, that number two in my profile, it really means that I tend to learn and like grasp and really process things that I'm picking up throughout the day when I create time and space for myself and a little bit more of that alone time. And then the five side of that five line means that when I create things and I put things together, like I am meant to really kind of approach things from a problem solving aspect and not accepting the solutions that are out there and seeing the gaps and different options that are out there, and almost kind of being able to create and piece together new and different solutions. And that's, I think that probably really lends itself well to blending together like the human design and the marketing.
Yeah, I would say, I think that really your profile really design or encompasses like what you do for your work. And I think that a lot of people don't follow that. They're like, well, I worked this job for 30 years, or I went to school because I was told to do this. And like we said in the beginning, it's so not aligned. And all like, it's just, yeah. it just, I think right. Eventually you'll just burn out and be like, oh my God, this is not right for me.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of us do that. And I experienced that in my physical therapy career too. And I hit a wall there. But yeah, it's when you start to lean in and follow what you're meant to do, how you're designed to serve the collective or the rest of the world. Like that's when you start to really feel like empowered and aligned and full of life.
Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit of the differences between how different designs should share their content? Like you talk about your history with like marketing. So I'd love to like hear a little bit about that.
Yes. So I have worked with, I typically work mostly with entrepreneurs. And so depending on the different human design types, it really kind of comes down to like what they are feeling most comfortable in the way that it feels most comfortable to them to share. So for example, manifesting generators tend to have more access to that energy center. So just you're able to create, you're able to go a little bit more. So leaning into that energy type and your energy and your creativity that comes with that sacral center, like being able to create in an ebb and flow and whatever in the pattern that works the best for you is the one of the best ways to start. So somebody that's got access to that consistent energy, if you find a way that resonates with you to create. So if you love to create video, if you love to write, if you like whatever way works for you to kind of unleash that creativity in your content, I usually have them work with starting there first. And that can set the pace for, you know, so telling somebody that like isn't a generator or a manifesting generator that doesn't have access to that life force energy, like somebody that's a projector, telling somebody along those lines that you have to post every single day or you have to create content in this specific way might not resonate for them because their energy is designed to be utilized much more potently and much more efficiently in shorter blocks of time versus manifesting generators and generators. And even to some extent, manifestors, you have access to some of those motor centers where you're just able to create and flow with whatever is lighting you up and exciting you in the moment, especially manifesting generators. Like you, it's less about being on a structure of creation and more about having more of an outline of a framework with the content that you're creating, but allowing that freedom and that flow. So when you're inspired and you're excited about something, tying that into your content is going to help get that message across and help that a little bit more of you shine through authentically. And so that's kind of how I approach it, is looking at, you know, where they are, what their comfort level is, like what resonates with them and the type of content that they're creating. And then just kind of working with, just depending on how they're defined in their chart, can help also dictate on how they're going to draw in and kind of utilize some of the energy centers themselves to help come up with like different ways to kind of share their voice and their content.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I resonate with that so much, because before human design, I would take courses and people would say like, you got to post every day and you got to do this. You're going to do the trending this. And I would be like, I can't get into this. I like don't actually do a lot of the trending stuff because it's not for me and it's not in alignment. And I just feel like more called to creating like original content. So when I started creating my own courses, I had to like flip some things. I'm like, this is what I was taught, but this is how I feel. So it feels good hearing that, because I was like on that journey for a while being like, I'm like forcing myself to do something that doesn't feel good, which is not a good thing.
Yeah.
What is like one tip for like a new business owner that's just starting out, that's trying to like implement some new marketing strategies? What are some tips that you would give them?
Ooh, I love this. Okay. So if you're newer to business and you're just starting out, I'm not against like seeking help, getting support, finding a mentor, finding a program that can help give you the resources to get started. But my biggest tip, if you're trying to find a way to market and show up that works for you, is to almost take what you're given. Because I have worked with multiple business coaches and mentors and courses and programs, and they always, you get handed, this is what works for them, and they hand that to you, and you're supposed to replicate it in some way. And that might not be, if you're newer to business and somebody hands you a marketing, let's say your daily marketing activity task list, like you have to check off these boxes, to, like you have to post, you have to like talk to X amount of people, you have to, you know, post in your stories, and you have to say this or that or do this a certain way. Experiment with it, try it. You know, you don't necessarily have to really dive too deep into the nuances of your chart, but just understanding like when you approach the different marketing activities, you're going to be pulled one way or another. And my biggest tip is see that resistance is coming up for you. See what's working. So take what you're given, but don't feel like you have to stick to a rigid framework to have success. Because that was one of the things that I did, and I stumbled and I failed, and I thought there was something wrong with me because I couldn't, like, there was something on that to-do list or that checklist or that marketing list that didn't resonate with me. And so I struggled with it, and it never came across authentically. And then you get to the point where I'm like, you just don't do it because it feels off, but you don't know what else to do. And then the advice you keep getting is just do these things. So if you're in that situation and you're getting like the support and you have a marketing framework that you're trying to follow or a system that you're trying to follow, take what is working, but get curious on what isn't working for you. Because that, when you start to pick up on, create more awareness on what doesn't resonate with you, then you can kind of hone in a little bit more and that's where you can start to, instead of just saying this doesn't work for me and walking away, you can start to refine it and create a marketing system that feels good to you or that resonates with you. And like human design will help you piece that together a little faster. I think I learned over last like years of trial and error. But that is my biggest piece of advice, is just have that awareness. If you're brand new to your marketing, figure out what feels good to you, figure out what works for you, But also be aware too that there's going to be some fears that come up being brand new in marketing and showing up and putting your content and your voice out there. So making sure you're not holding back just straight due to fear, but just figuring out how you can refine the systems to work for you so that you create something that is custom tailored for you, how you want to show up and how you can be more consistent and connect and engage and build and nurture relationships with other people.
Yeah, I love that. And I feel like I agreed to a lot of that. I was in a network marketing business when I first started 5 years ago. And there were so many things that we were trained to do, and like the cold DMs and the do this and you have to hit all these checklists. And I was like, I would do it because I'm a good student and I'm like a people pleaser. I'm getting out of that era. But it was really difficult because you want to do all these things, but it didn't align. But then it didn't feel authentic. But you're like trying to do it because someone else hit success with that style. But it makes so much more sense now, knowing like the human design and like what you should be doing for yourself. Because I really feel, I talk about a lot, like on my stories and with my clients. And I don't think people, until they actually, you dive into it and learn more about it, you don't realize how much of the benefit, like how much it benefits you as a person. Like it's benefited with me, with my business, with my son, my life, and just even making decisions. And I feel like people need to do this. So it's great that you're sharing all this, because I think it's super helpful.
Yeah. It's absolutely a need. And I honestly look back and I'm like, I could have saved myself a lot of frustration along the way.
Time and money, for sure. If someone is feeling like stuck or stagnant on social media, what are some suggestions you would give? I know you gave a little bit near the end, but maybe there is something else that you would like give us a suggestion.
So if you are feeling stuck, the first thing is across the board is getting curious first. This is where, when you know just even a little bit of your human design chart, you number one, know your human design type. With each human design type, there's an associated strategy that comes with that. So generators and manifesting generators, their strategy is to respond. Manifestors is to inform. Projectors is to wait for the invitation. And reflectors is to wait on the lunar cycle for responding to things. Diving into that, but also understanding there's two pieces of information that I love my clients to start with, and that is your not self theme and your signature theme. So if you are getting stuck and you want to just graze the surface of trying to use your human design to help you get unstuck, I would say when you understand what your not self theme is, you're going to see where those patterns are repetitive in whatever you're working through. So if it's in your marketing, so manifesting generators and generators, we're going to feel frustration. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to feel that frustration, and manifesting generators, to some extent, you might feel some frustration, some resentment, and a little low level of anger and that's just a signal of where you're stepping out of alignment. And so most of us go through marketing and we try to just push through and we just like tolerate this level of frustration or this level of anger. And we just keep doing what we're told. We just try to push through, pushing through, do the things, check the boxes. You know, I'm building a business, so I'm just going to keep going forward. But the more you create awareness around that and you understand your not self theme is where, that's again where you can create awareness and hone in on where in your marketing is that coming up. Is it coming up? Are you feeling it more around how you're connecting with new people? Are you feeling it more around like how you have to create your content, or how you were told to create your content? Or are you feeling it around feeling like you have to show up a certain way? Like, where is it coming up for you? And then on the flip side of that, also asking yourself, where are you feeling this signature theme, which for manifesting generators and generators is satisfaction. So where are you feeling that coming up? So it gives you this ebb and flow of like, this is what's working and this is what's not. And then so like manifestors, you're going to feel more of that anger if you're stepping out of alignment, and then you're going to feel more of that peace, and because you're creating more freedom when you step into alignment. Reflectors, you're going to feel more of that disappointment if you're out of alignment, and you're going to want to create more of that sense of surprise and delight. And if you are a projector, you're going to feel more bitterness. And usually the projectors I talk to, as soon as I say bitterness, they're like, yes, that's exactly what I feel.
Yes.
And you as a projector then want to create more of that feeling of success. So like understanding and creating that awareness is what's really going to help like you start to be able to take action and course correct. So when you're feeling stuck in your marketing and you're noticing these things, getting clear on where the frustration is coming from, but then starting to create an action plan of how can I reduce that frustration? So is it in the certain piece of your marketing? Is it the way that you're having to, you feel like you're on the content creation hamster wheel and you're just putting things out there, but it doesn't feel authentic? How can you then look at that specific piece of your marketing and kind of tweak it and refine it? So, and the same thing applies to if you were told to launch a certain way, if you were told to create your offers a certain way. Sometimes this shows up as frustration in or that not self theme will show up with certain containers that you create or certain clients that you're working with, because ultimately it comes down to like, what are you saying yes to that's not really in alignment with you? So then it's more of that shifting of how can I say no more so that I create more space and that opens me up to not feeling all of this frustration or not feeling this weight. And then you're more open to the right opportunities to come your way too. And kind of, so it's really about awareness in the beginning. Like that is like one of the biggest aha moments that the clients I've worked with, especially on their marketing or when they're trying to figure out like, how do I show up on like social media, has been the biggest aha moments, because then you have that permission to say, this doesn't work for me. I'm going to try this and experiment and refine it and tweak it a little bit, and just little steps. It's not going to be anything that's like, I mean, it could be, but just where you just go boom overnight, everything is like go flowing. Really, it's just these little tweaks, these little steps you can take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that a lot. I feel like a lot of times we just like go with the flow or do stuff like post to post, and then it's not in alignment. It doesn't feel like genuine. And there's sometimes where I will share things and it's like, it means something to me, but may not connect with somebody just yet. But then you never know with the algorithm, it could take off in 2 weeks. So don't delete stuff too. I always say that.
Yes.
Do you feel that your human design can change how a business owner can find success?
Yeah. I almost feel like it's like flipping the lights on. Mm-hmm. And that's one, like my clients have said, I felt like I was wandering around or fumbling around in the dark, and now I have this better understanding of myself, and you just like flip the light switch and I can see things more clearly. So when you can see things with so much more clarity, you're going to have more confidence in the decisions that you're going to make. So ultimately that's where you're going to be more unapologetic about, okay, this doesn't work for me, so I'm going to work on this. This works for me, so I'm going to go this route. And it's that clarity and that confidence. And then you're going to start to make decisions based on what's in alignment for you. And that could end up leading you to shift completely how you're serving, how you're showing up, and how you're building and growing your business. And so definitely I do think that.
Yeah. I love that like expression. And I feel like I'll quote that in like the podcast, because I think that's so true. It's like, you're just, for so many years, I just thought that, I think we chatted about this earlier, but I just thought like, oh, I was just always so busy, and I was always had so many ideas, and people always thought like, you just always on the go. And I, for me, I was like trying to make excuses, but then learning my design, I was like, it just made more sense. Like you said, like turn the light on it. And it just made me feel like actually more that I could be myself. And that's the justification. I don't have to like say to someone, well, you know, make some excuse. It's just who I am, and everyone's different, and that's okay. So I think it was like honoring. It's like that energy and that, those traits, and the extension of learning all about it. So I would love to hear more, and maybe some of our audience would like to know like what kind of programs you offer or what kind of one-to-ones you offer. Cause I feel, I'm sure getting a human design reading from you is probably like mind blowing for some people.
And if anybody is interested in learning more about human design, I do a lot of free live content on my Instagram. That's a good way, just if you're unsure, you want to learn a little bit more, that's a great way to connect with me too, because I'm very present there. If you are interested in diving deeper into your human design and booking a reading, that is one awesome place I recommend that you start. And for the human design readings that I do, they are very customizable. I work primarily with entrepreneurs, so usually it's the reading itself, but then we key in on one specific area or goal that you have to walk away with, so that we can create an action plan for you to just start taking steps utilizing your human design. So I recommend definitely starting with a 1 hour like session to get started. So
amazing. How can our audience find you online on social media?
On social media, my Instagram handle is at jen.dice, D-Y-S. So it's pronounced like the game dice, but it's D-Y-S. And then for the website, you can go to my website. It's jendice.co.
Awesome. We can definitely share that in the show notes. And any like offers or maybe programs you have, I can share that in the show notes as well, because I feel people always like to like do a little research before they're like finally ready to commit. So I also just want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast and chatting. It was great getting to know you more and learning more about this. I like am such a personal development junkie. I just love learning about all this stuff. I'm such a nerd.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun. I love talking about human design, so this is always fun for me.
I can tell it lights you up, and that's like the generator thing, right? And I think we need to do those things that lights us up. So thank you so much. Thank you again for listening to this week's episode. And as always, share on Apple or Spotify and tag me at The Soulful and Social Coach and leave us a review. It would mean the world to us and our visitors. And hope you have a wonderful week.